Hi, my name is Erin Harner. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist with Cornell Wellness. Today I'll be cooking a minestrone soup with quinoa and kale. So to start, I'm gonna turn on the burner and get this heating up a little bit. About medium high is good for the minestrone soup. First thing I'm gonna do is take my onion, just chop it up. I'm gonna cut off the ends. If anyone has issues with onions burning your eyes, it's likely a very fresh onion, and there's a few things you can do to make that so it doesn't bother you so much. One of which is put them in the freezer for a couple minutes before you cut them. Right. And there's about 1,000 different ways to chop an onion. This is just one of them. Essentially, what we want to do for our minestrone soup is make them all bite-sized pieces. All right. Got a little compost bin over here. I'll put them in. So once our pan starts to get hot, I'll add some oil. I'm going to use olive oil, and this is a refined olive oil. I'm going to use it at pretty high heat because I'm sauteing with it, so I'd rather not use extra virgin. So I'm going to do about 2 tablespoons. You could use more or less. If you're trying to reduce your intake of vegetable oils, less is great. You can also saute with a little bit of water as well. I'm just going to open the onions and let them saute away for a few minutes. So this will sweeten them up and caramelize them. All right. So you can see that my cutting board moved a little bit. I have a wet towel underneath, so if you've ever wondered how to keep your cutting board from slipping while you're cutting, the wet towel underneath keeps it from slipping really nicely. All right, next I'm going to take my onion, or my garlic, excuse me. So I'm going to take a head of garlic and just peel off 3 cloves. To take the skins off the cloves, I'm just going to hit it with the side of my knife. Be very careful, watch your fingers. But what that does is it pulls off the skins for me, so they're really easy to peel. You can also get pre-cut or pre-roasted or pre-peeled garlic cloves. You can also buy minced garlic in a jar, whatever works best for you. But the key is the health benefits from fresh garlic are numerous. They also impart a really nice flavor to the dish. So while I'm peeling the garlic, I want to just talk a little bit about what makes a dish plant-based or what makes a plant-based diet. So there's some components of the plant-based diet that are a little bit confusing. So when we say plant-based, clearly we mean you're eating plants. That excludes all animal foods or anything that comes from an animal. So it excludes dairy, it excludes meat, it excludes eggs. We'll talk a little bit later, it could potentially also exclude honey. So anything that's made from an animal or produced by an animal, the plant-based diet would exclude. Now, there's varying levels of plant-based. There's anything from a pescatarian, which is someone who eats fish, to someone who is a lacto-ovo-vegetarian, which is someone who doesn't eat any meat products but would consume eggs and dairy, all the way down to someone who's a vegan who doesn't consume any animal products at all. So there's lots of different pieces of the plant-based diet. But the biggest thing to remember is the more vegetables and the more fruits we can eat, the better. So the more plants you can get in your diet, the better. And it also has a tendency to push out the meat and the dairy and the eggs. So wherever you want to fall on that spectrum is fine. But the key to remember here is plant-based, we're typically talking about a vegan diet. You may have heard of meatless Mondays or weekday veg. Those are some other ways that people can cut out meat or dairy products from their diet for part of the week or part of the time, which also has a big impact. All right, I'm gonna turn up the heat just a little bit and let this saute. Okay, I'm gonna take the carrots. So these are local organic carrots. I'm actually not gonna peel them. There's a fair amount of nutrition in the peel, so I'm gonna leave it on. So I'm just going to take the carrots, and again, minestrone or minestrone, however you want to say it. I spent a good part of my childhood in the UK where they call it minestrone, so that's what I remember. So I'm just going to chop them into essentially bite-sized pieces. There's no need to be precise in your chopping here. As long as they're about the same size, they're going to cook pretty quickly. You can see I'm turning my fingers under and just going right down the carrots to chop them all in small pieces. This knife is also extremely sharp, which helps. So if you have trouble with vegetables or chopping a lot of veggies, sharpening your knives or having nice sharp knives that keep a blade really helps a lot. Okay. So there's carrots. Turn this up just a little bit. Moving on to the celery, and I've washed these all ahead of time. The leaves actually have a really nice flavor, so I'm going to leave some of the celery leaves on. Celery is also going to add a little bit of sodium, so we don't need to add as much salt at the end. I'm going to go right down the celery, watching my fingers. Okay. All right, and just push that aside until we're ready to use it. I'm going to move on to the zucchini. So this zucchini is looking a little bit sad. Being March, it's not really zucchini season. So if you'd rather not use zucchini and use something else, that's totally fine. So you could use kohlrabi or turnips or rutabagas or potatoes or whatever you want. The classic use of minestrone soup is to empty the refrigerator drawer of all of the whatever's left. So feel free to start with the recipe or start with your own, and feel free to add whatever you want into it. It's not specific, just the seasonings and the ratios of liquid to other things is what matters, but you can always thin it or make it thicker depending on how you like to eat it. It's a very, very loose recipe to make your own. But as you'll notice here, we're using a lot of vegetables. So it's a great way to get a lot of vegetables and plant foods into your diet. Soups like this minestrone soup are also great for lunches. You can bring them to work, heat them up with you, heat them up at work, and enjoy them and get a lot of veggies at lunch that might otherwise be something more grain-based. All right, so these are doing pretty well. Okay, I'm actually gonna separate these. So the celery and the carrots take a little bit longer to cook than the zucchini does, so I'm going to push these in first. I'm going to use the back of my knife so I don't dull my blade and just push them right into the pan. So as you can see, this recipe does take a while. The total time on this recipe is 60 minutes, but it's not all active time. You prep the vegetables in the beginning and then you kind of let it do its thing. Next thing I'm going to move on to is my bell pepper. You can use whatever color you would like. I added yellow because it adds another color to the dish. Eating a variety of different colors of foods is really important as well. Not just lots of vegetables and fruits, but also lots of different colors. So really eating the rainbow is really important to make sure that you're getting all of the benefits of the phytonutrients in those foods. So phytonutrients are not vitamins and minerals. There are other compounds that are found in foods. Things like anthocyanin, zeaxanthin, astaxanthin, lutein, beta-carotene, all those, these are all phytonutrients. So they come from the color of the food. So bell peppers are extremely high in phytonutrients. And the yellow bell pepper is going to add another color to our dish. So we've got green and orange and red from the tomatoes, green from the green beans. Okay. So there's our bell pepper. And as far as the green beans go, you could use frozen green beans, you could use pre-cut green beans, whatever you want to do. These are fresh, and I just chopped them ahead to save a little bit of time. All right. Lower the heat just a little bit. Gonna add the next three ingredients. So I'm gonna add the 2 cups of green beans, the zucchini that we cut up, and also the bell peppers. And for any of these things, if you'd prefer to use frozen vegetables, that's fine too. Use whatever's in season or whatever you have. Okay. Next thing I'm gonna do is add some spices and some herbs and some crushed tomatoes. So I'm gonna pour in a can of crushed tomatoes. And these don't have any seasonings in them, but if you got a can of crushed tomatoes that did, that would be fine too. So we've got some crushed tomatoes. We've got some vegetable broth. You could also just use water if you wanted and add a little bit more seasonings or a little bit more salt and pepper at the end. I prefer using vegetable stock because it gives a really nice, little bit more deep flavor to the dish. And it also, this does have salt in it, so it will prevent us from using more salt later. So just keep in mind if you are using broth, you could also use chicken broth if you wanted to. If it certainly wouldn't be vegan in that case or plant-based, but you could if you'd like. So just remember if you are using broth that it does have salt in it, so you want to use less salt later. There's the broth. And I'm also going to add some herbs. So we're going to start with some thyme and some parsley, a couple tablespoons of parsley. You could also use fresh parsley is really nice. Some black pepper and some dried rosemary. So the rosemary is it's like a twig. So you really want to grind it. You could use a coffee grinder to grind it. If it doesn't have a coffee flavor, you don't mind. You could also use a mortar and pestle if you have one. You could use a small blender. You could use a food processor. You could chop it up with a knife. However you want to do it, you could also use it whole. I just prefer the flavor and the texture if it is ground. So I'm just going to use the mortar and pestle and kind of grind it up like that and add it to the dish. Give the whole thing a stir. Okay, we're just gonna let this simmer for about 15 minutes. I'm gonna set my timer to keep me on track since I'm doing too many things at once. It's not even simmering.
Did you put a lid on it?
Yeah. I think I will just add the quinoa and let it go. It's a great suggestion. I'm gonna add some quinoa. So quinoa is an ancient grain from the Incas, actually. It dates back to the Incas. So when they went to war, they ate war balls, which were a combination of quinoa and fat, and that's all they were. And they supposedly ran for days just eating those things. So I'm gonna wash the quinoa underneath water until it runs clear. As you can see, it's full of saponins, so there's soapy substances, so it'll look like there's soap on the quinoa. If you don't rinse it well, what's gonna happen is it's gonna be really soapy and bitter tasting. So if you've had quinoa before, you've tried to make it and you really didn't like the flavor, or you thought it was too bitter, it's likely because there was still saponin on it. And some quinoa is pre-rinsed and some is not, but it's pretty hard to tell whether it's been rinsed or not, so I always rinse it just in case. So traditionally, minestrone soup has been made with pasta. And you could use pasta if you wanted to. You could use gluten-free pasta. You could use regular pasta. In this case, I'm going to use quinoa. It's going to thicken it up a bit, and it's going to add a lot of protein, a lot of fiber, and a lot of just powerhouse of nutrition. Let's give that a quick stir. Now put the lid on and let that simmer. So these essentially just need to heat up.
Okay.
So I'm going to add those.
Are those just kale leaves without the stalk?
Yes.
So
they do have some ribs. These were pre-prepared kale leaves. They do have some ribs. You can eat the small ribs just fine. Oftentimes if I was getting when I went shopping, Wegmans had no kale. There seems to be a run on kale lately. So they had no full-size kale. So it's normally I would strip them from the stock, but these were pre-prepared, pre-washed, pre-cut kale leaves, which makes it really easy to make salads and things out of kale. But I'm gonna let these simmer for just a minute. The quinoa is done cooking. You know the quinoa's done cooking when you can see the little tails come off. You'll know that it's done.